This is the state of things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Phoebe Judge in for Frank Stacio. Hillary Clinton is back on the trail after a few days off due to illness.
As the world knows, I was a little under the weather recently. The good news is my pneumonia finally got some Republicans interested in women's health.
That was Hillary Clinton this morning at the Black Women's Agenda Symposium, her first campaign stop since her illness was right here in North Carolina. And Donald Trump touts his health record, but is the information complete? Joining me now to talk about everything political is Ken Rudin, the political junkie. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Ken, we heard about Hillary's health concerns. What happened?
Well, I mean, I guess as many people know, on Labor Day, and I'm sorry, not on Labor Day, on there was a 9/11 event in New York, commemorating the 15 years since the September 11th attacks, and Hillary Clinton was not feeling well, and so there's a videotape of her going to her car, and you see her legs giving out from under her, very wobbly. She's helped into a car, and she disappears for 90 minutes. Her campaign said that she was overheated. President Bill Clinton, former President Clinton, said that she was just dehydrated. But reporters were not allowed to follow her. 90 minutes later, the campaign says, well, we found out 2 days later earlier that she was diagnosed with pneumonia. Now, pneumonia, I mean, people get pneumonia all the time. I had pneumonia this year. And I think the question is, I don't know, more about health than it is about transparency, because a lot of critics, Hillary Clinton critics, and there are a lot of them, said that once again she is not being transparent. But, of course, at the same time, Donald Trump's transparency, lack of transparency, includes health and taxes and so many other things as well.
Well, Donald Trump went on a television show with Dr. Oz to talk about his health. Let's hear what happened there.
If a patient of mine had these records, I'd be really happy, and I'd send them on their way.
That's right.
I must say, I would have shared this earlier. Why didn't you blast this out?
I didn't think it was necessary.
When you look into the mirror, how old is the person you're looking at? What do you see?
I would say I see a person that's 35 years old.
That was Donald Trump on the Dr. Oz show. But Ken, there are still questions about his health too, right?
Well, he hasn't given out complete medical records, certainly nothing close to what Hillary Clinton has given out. He released a letter from his doctor yesterday and said that he's in excellent health. And I noticed that the word stamina was used a lot of times, that he has excellent stamina. And of course, Donald Trump has been talking about Hillary Clinton's stamina or lack of same for months. I mean, the rumors that the Republicans have been talking about Hillary Clinton and her health go back to 2012 when she collapsed and got a concussion, and then she has blood clots. And Rudy Giuliani, whenever somebody wants to talk to him, he says, just Google Hillary Clinton and health. You'll find out everything, as if the internet is where you want to find out the truth about somebody's health.
So this isn't the first time that health has become a campaign issue. What's happened in prior elections?
Well, I mean, I guess one thing that really stands out for me is in 2008, when John McCain was running for president, and he was 72 at the time. Right now, Donald Trump is 70. Hillary Clinton is 68, but John McCain was 72, and he had suffered cancer in the past, and so he released voluminous records about his health. I mean, pages and pages and pages explaining that talking about how doctors have cleared him and everything is good. Now, I should also point out that when Paul Tsongas was running for president in 1992, he lost the Democratic nomination to Bill Clinton. But when he was running, and he also had suffered cancer in the past, and he just had recently undergone a bone marrow transplant, his doctors sent out a note and said he is completely cured of cancer. And as it turned out, that was not the case. As a matter of fact, the cancer returned, and Paul Tsongas, I think, was dead within 3 or 4 years. So obviously, I think the American public, and I think everybody feels that we have a right to know how well or how not well our candidates are. And it's certainly been a campaign issue, given the fact that Hillary Clinton had this episode in the last couple of weeks.
And health is just one of the transparency issues here. Another is about tax records, correct?
Well, you know something, I mean, look, there's a New York Times front page article today that talks about Hillary Clinton's lack of honesty and trustworthiness, and the people just don't trust her. And I think the numbers were just unbelievable, like that 63% of the American people don't trust Hillary Clinton, which is pretty remarkable. Only 60% don't trust Donald Trump. These are great numbers, right? It was 33 trust her, 63 say she's not trustworthy. With Donald Trump, it's 35 trustworthy and honest, and 60% not trustworthy and honest. But the point is, when she has released more health records than Donald Trump, and she's also released her complete tax records going back many years. And Donald Trump has given excuses over the past year that I'm being audited. And then that's not the reason. And Donald Trump Jr. said, well, we're not going to release it because we don't want people to draw conclusions from all these voluminous records that we're going to release. But the point is, for all the lack of trusting in Hillary Clinton's decision making in this campaign, Donald Trump has released so far fewer bits of records and information about himself than the Democratic opponent has.
Another big issue this week was where President Obama was born. Just this morning, Donald Trump said that President Obama was born in America. It was a very short speech following a very long event and many years of questioning Obama's birthplace. Why now?
Well, not only why now, why are the media so concerned about it right now? Because if Donald Trump has been saying for all these years that President Obama was not born in the U.S., and as recently as the other day, he was in an interview with the Washington Post and says, I'm not ready to say that President Obama was born in the U.S. And so he says, but I'm going to make an announcement soon. So all the cable networks, you know, just cover this event today, this non-event event for Donald Trump today. And at the end of the statement, he says, you know, President Obama, he says, Hillary Clinton started this and I'm going to finish it. President Obama was born in the United States, period. And that was it. And so either, I mean, whether he's been a birther all these years or he suddenly, with 52 days to go before the election, he's no longer a birther. The point is, I don't know why this matters because I mean, it's either he's been fooling us all along or he's suddenly come to realize that he's going to change his mind. But either way, he's creating an issue that doesn't seem to be in anybody's, you know, point of view anymore. Nobody's talking about it except when Donald Trump says, I'm going to make a statement about it. Everybody seems to go berserk and make sure there's continual coverage.
Hillary Clinton made some remarks about Trump supporters this week, which got a lot of play. Let's listen.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
Ken, why was this so controversial?
Well, there's no question that many Trump supporters have said deplorable and xenophobic and racist and Islamophobic statements. They have been deplorable comments coming from his supporters. And look, I mean, both sides play these stupid games. But the fact that she said half of his supporters, basically she's dismissing almost half the country when she says half of his supporters are racist and filled with hate. And when you do that, basically you're talking about you voters and I'm better than you are. I mean, whether she has a point or not, I think it backfired on Mitt Romney in 2012, I'm sorry, when he talked about the 47% of the Americans who rely on government handouts. When Barack Obama talked about those poor Americans who cling to their guns and religion, that was also widely mocked. Matter of fact, Hillary Clinton at the time said it was elitist. So for Hillary Clinton to say that half of Trump supporters are these deplorables, I think you just, I mean, whether it's truth to it or not, I think when you dismiss so many supporters, so many voters like that, you point out to your own shortcomings and your own problems as well. And I think she later said, I regret saying half, and that was a big mistake. And I think that was the biggest mistake of all, the fact that she could have said some of his supporters, but when you say half, you're basically pointing a finger at all these supporters and who support Donald Trump for other reasons as well.
Well, let's hear how the Trump campaign used the Clinton lines to make an ad.
Speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So there,
you know, Phoebe, it's just fed into a Donald Trump response. You knew it was coming, and of course, if you look, all you have to do is look on social media, and you'll see horrific things being said by many of his supporters about women and blacks and Muslims and things like that. But basically, she fed into Donald Trump's exactly what he wanted her to say, and it cost her. But I mean, I don't know what it cost her, but it's clear that the polls are narrowing, the national polls are narrowing. The key battleground states are narrowing too. Ohio is close. Florida is close. Pennsylvania is much closer than Clinton would like. And right now, there are a lot of Democrats very nervous, as I say, 52, 53 days to go.
Well, we'll keep on it all, an eye on it all. Thanks very much, Ken.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Ken Rudin is the political junkie. This is the state of things. Just ahead, we'll explore the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.